Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, excuse me, it's Thursday. It's the 18th day of January, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 38 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 40 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And, man, the mild winter continues. It's raining. I mean, they said snow, and it's just rain. Let it be rain. Let it just stay rain. Suits me right down to the ground. That being said, we'll do a little house cleaning when we get back from this message from our most outstanding sponsor. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. This morning I was listening to the intelligence report, and I went into the chat room, and I got into it with a fellow named Pike, who turned out to be Jim from Canada. I know Jim, and I like Jim. And it was kind of an awkward situation, but what was going on was McNeil was up on the air trying to raise money for his micro effect. And there's no love lost between me and Joe McNeil. I think everybody knows that. But, after he put on the Bundy crew, you know, he started going that direction. I wrote him an email, and I told him, you know, he can't get advertising. I don't think he quite understands the lay of the land. I let him know the reason you can't get advertising on the micro effect is because, well, it's Mark Kornke's broadcast. Mark Kornke's on there, and he tells the truth about the Jews. And you chimed in there with him. You're already blackballed. Forget that. It's not going to happen. You know, I'll argue with these people until right up till the bullets start flying. And I'm going to speak my mind. And if you're going to put something out on a public forum, I'll be there. You say something that isn't right with bringing the people together under the Bill of Rights, I'm going to call you on it every time. But McNeil, I've noticed in the last few weeks, and even a month, I've seen that, you know, he said it on the air that he's changed his way of thinking. I think, you know, people are, nobody's perfect, and everybody, you know, they get caught in these glitches. My own dad, I mean, the 25 years that he worked over at this mill, man, he got in such a glitch. It was a terrible thing to behold. I mean, he was just a redneck. Didn't understand anything. And then he had to go out in the real world once again, and, when the mills all shut down, and when he came back, he was a different person. He had a different way of thinking. He saw what was going on out there. And sometimes it takes people longer. But the reason I got into it with Jim is because, you know, he came up and said that Joe McNeil was on the air begging for money. And it just struck me wrong because, man, the way we've been fighting finance over here at the trenches, man, it ain't even funny. We can't get advertising. Goddamn, all we can get is some, you know, some pop-up ads to get a dildo every once in a while. And that's all that's available for us because we do speak the truth about the Jews and we have been blackballed. So, you know, it's come down to it. I mean, there's a handful of you out there. You know who you are. The trenches wouldn't be here without these people. But if anybody ever acted like I was fucking begging for anything, I'll tell you what, I'd hit that delete button on everything so fast that you would just, I don't care what came after it. There would be nothing that would console me. I mean, the people who step up to do this shit, this is a devotion of your life. And I, you know, Laura and I, we work about 90 to 100 hours a week on the site and the broadcast. And we make less money between us than a fucking private in the army. This is just dedicating your life to what's right. And I don't give a shit what nobody says out there. We're doing the most important work that could be done in this country at this point in time. And just that thought of anybody, I beg you, fuck you. I'll turn it off, man. I will do it. I thank the people. I mean, I love the trenchers who step in every month, man. There are people just get $5 a month. That's all they got. And man, it hurts me to see it come from some people at times, you know, when they come up and I know they don't have anything. And we're just fighting to keep it up, keep it up, keep it up. I mean, by all rights, it shouldn't even be here at this point in the ballgame. But man, just like us, the people out there got no give up in them. And it's, you know, like I said, I'll continue. Yesterday, when they had Avin Bundy up on the broadcast on the micro effect that followed the intelligence report, some redneck lady, farmer, rancher, bitch from down in California, whatever he has on there. And I went in that chat room and I tore this. I mean, I went right at the son of a bitch full blast. My comments went up. I had no complaint because Avin Bundy is a milquetoast, self-serving patriot. He's for himself. He wants the old school back in, and that's all right for him because he's going to end up on the wrong side of my gun in the end. And when it comes down to this fight, those son of a bitches will be, those good tip of the spear son of a bitches will be pointing their guns at us. So make no mistake about it. The fight will be there. But for the people, I mean, McNeil, I know, you know, I know what he's doing because, I mean, his broadcast up, he can't let it go. Like, I can't let this go. I should, because, man, it's taxing me till I got nothing. All I do is work. But I can't let it go because it has to be done. What we're doing has to be done. The people out there that step up to help us, they know it has to be done. Nobody's going to fight until we push them into it, until we call them on it. Go ahead, brother.
Goddamn right. Who else is going to fucking do this?
That's right. That's it, man. Nobody was doing it. That's why, I mean, you go back and look at what it was before we stepped in. And I mean, the fact that what I have come on the air and said, what the trenchers have put on the paper and on the site, it has changed the thinking. It has changed the whole layout of the Patriot movement. It is not just a handful of fanatics. It's now a people across the board, American national, standing up for the goddamn Bill of Rights. It's our only chance. And you know it, and I know it. Everybody out there knows it that listens to this. It's a thankless goddamn job. And like I said, I have no love for McNeil, but I do understand why he gets up there and why he says, man, I got to have the money. I got to do something here. I got to keep it going because I can't let it go. And if it's only Mark Kornke's voice that's getting over the whole goddamn broadcast in 24 hours, it's worth it. Mark is, I mean, we're going to go ahead, loggerheads on this, on the religious thing. I know we are in the end, but goddamn it. It's what's happening. It's, is, It's uniting people, even if it's not completely uniting us. It's getting us more united than we've ever been. I see effects right there. This DACA shit, they want to just go ahead and push that right down our goddamn throats. Every time they push a tiny bit, we fucking push it back 100 times harder, right back at them. You people out there who have been helping us, you understand when I first started doing this, I told you about standing and just with your shoulder to that fucking wall, holding it back while you look on the other side. People are enjoying their lives while you're making it possible by holding back on the fucking wall. And now you people that, like I said, that helps your shoulders on that wall. You see what I'm talking about? The bottom line here is, I mean, it shouldn't be this way. I shouldn't have to live like I live, doing the work I do. There are people out there that have a plenty. I mean, the people who give, I mean, they give and give and give. I mean, they understand the fight and they've stepped up to do it. But I know a plenty of people out there that, I mean, this morning somebody came, I think it was somebody called Gunsmith, using a synonym, no doubt. Talking about the Bitcoin thing and talking, oh, I got these hundreds of thousands here and hundreds of thousands here. And you've never stepped up to help this goddamn movement? Never? The merchants out there that sell water filters, that sell freeze dried food, that sell all these prepper items, we have made fortunes for them. Why do you think people go to them to get ready? Because we're here telling them they have to. Because the fight's coming. Do you think they turn around and say, man, that's where our bread's being buttered. We better help those people. Hell no. They'll go up to the next level. Alex Jones, he's got a bigger demographic. He'll knock $150 that we would charge for a month off of his bill. And you get that demographic and they don't give a fuck about this country. They're all about themselves. At any rate, like I said, I like Jim. And you know, I'm sorry we had to get into it, Jim. But by God, that struck me the wrong way. You ever call me a fucking beggar, I swear to God, I'll shut this son of a bitch down so fast it'll make everybody's head swim. Go ahead, brother. Anyways.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know what I've realized, though, man? The reason why sites like yours struggle and like we all struggle is because we stand for something that is right and that is true. If you sold out, man, you're going to live big like Jones. You know what I'm saying? You're going to live big like, what's that guy who runs the network that he's on?
Oh, you mean, just a second, Anderson. What the hell is his name?
Yeah. Ted Anderson or something
Ted
like
Anderson,
that?
Ted Anderson, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, these guys, they have sold out, man. I mean, they won't talk about it. They won't talk about the Jews. They won't talk about these people. They won't talk about who really runs everything. You know what I'm saying? It's just
they
like
work
this.
For
if you
them.
Want to make it in Hollywood, man, you got to be a pedophile and a homosexual.
Oh, hell yeah.
So if you want to make that $30 million for every you know, movie that you do, the more money you make, man, you know what I realized when I studied is the more money you make, the more you're sold out, man.
Yeah, that's pretty well sums it up. You know, when the trenches with, you know, building, I mean, it shot straight up. I mean, we stepped out and we were, you know, talking, we stepped up and talked like real people. And I mean, and when it reached a point of they came and they made the offers, but you can't talk about the Jews. I mean, that's what it comes down to. That single fucking issue, the Jews that run your country, the Jews that are the fathers of all this misery that you are suffering today. They've done it all, period. But if you dare to talk about them, I mean, once they seen that we weren't going to back away from it, it was a total, this has been trying to shut us down every fucking day since. It's got rid of all of our advertising. I mean, we didn't need people to donate. It took care of it. We'd reached the point to where, and that's exactly where they came at me too. Right when it reached the point to where it took care of itself and we had, you know, a few bucks in our pocket. That's when they came at me. Oh, you can go ahead. It can be big and all this shit, you know, but you can't talk about the Jews. You know what? Fuck the Jews. I didn't do this for money. I did this so that the fucking Jews wouldn't be running my country anymore. And I stand on that. That being said, marijuana advisor to Sessions wants to drug test everyone, to drug test his animals, his goyim, the Jews' goyim, because we're just their fucking herd, okay? This is from Natural Blaze. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. It's bad enough in 2018 that the war on drugs still exists in the deluded minds of government higher-ups. Just as some states begin to legalize recreational marijuana, and just as they do, Attorney General Jeff Sessions dropped the bomb that the federal government ended its leniency towards states' rights and for their medical marijuana. You don't have no goddamn authority, Jeff Sessions, you piece of trash. None of this shit is real. And when the people finally get some goddamn balls and grow a spine and say, no, you're not, come give it a go and see what happens to you. Just like with the guns. I want you to do this, Sessions, you little piss ant. I want to see your neck stuffed in a fucking noose. I want to see you go through the goddamn floor of that gallows. And I want to see you do the shit dance. So you just go ahead and do this.
I challenge Jeff Sessions to a UFC cage match.
I'm down, brother. I'll do it. The biggest blow to Americans was when Sessions, DEA, although going after marijuana as a dangerous substance, in essence gave a pharma opioid maker the rights to a partial national monopoly on synthetic THC. Yeah, it's all about them. Who runs the drug trade? You know, there wouldn't be an illicit underground drug trade if it wasn't for this war on drugs, just like the prohibition back in the 20s and 30s. You know, we're going to put a prohibition on it, then we can have an underground economy, people shooting each other, you know, and jack up the prices when it's F you bastards. We're sick of it. We've seen that history. We're not going to relive it. What's worse, it looks like the war on drugs has just collided with mad medicine. Herb Co. reports. A top-level advisor to Attorney General Jeff Sessions wants doctors to drug test all their patients and to force users they suspect of addiction into rehabilitation against their will if Robert DuPont gets his way. Now, this right here, we got this remedy right here in their own statement. You got Robert DuPont. His house needs to fucking burn down if he thinks that he can just tell the American people, just come in like we're his goddamn slaves. I seen a son of a bitch on it. Go ahead.
If we drug tested the government, they wouldn't be there anymore.
It ain't that. It's like this prick I seen just before I came up here. It was on Fox. I think it was on Fox Business News. But he's there talking about this Medicare, where they, you know, for Medicaid, we're going to put people on work programs. You got to go work. And he's standing up there and goes, it's a pride that it builds character. I'm looking at him like I want to grab that fucker's face with my bare hands. I'll tell you what, I've worked my hands for 20 years with weights and grab his fucking skin and slam his head against the wall and say, you arrogant motherfucker, what makes you think that you can just look at me like I'm your charge or something, you piece of shit? This is how arrogant they have got. It's like this DuPont. Who is this motherfucker, this one single individual in this country? I think that I want a drug test. I'm going to have the doctors do it. You know what, doctor? Your goddamn house will burn down too, buddy. That's how you face this shit. It's just like tearing down those statues. At the ground level, they have to have somebody do this shit, okay? And if that son of a bitch wants to submit, you go in there with a smiling face. Go in there with a smiling face, and then when they start trying to push this draconian shit on you, you find out where they live, and you go deal with them. Vigilantism, that's all that's left, because the goddamn Bill of Rights has an injunction on it. Your goddamn common law courts have been removed. There is no way to enforce your rights but by force. They have left it to that. And this son of a bitch, unelected piece of shit, DuPont, you know, I think that everybody, come and do it. Just come and fucking do it. That's all I can say. Just like the guns, just come and do it. You need to quit mealy-mouthing around, you fucking communist, cowardly, spineless bastards, and step up and fucking do it.
Henry?
Yes, sir.
I listened to a podcast the other day, and it was about net neutrality. And you know that there are five people, unelected people, right, in a government that can make decisions about how your traffic gets to your website. These are unelected people.
Oh, yeah.
Who are these people? How did they get there? You know?
What about those nine unelected son of a bitches they call the Supreme Court? That are telling you, oh, you're right. You don't have no rights. We've decided that your rights mean you don't have no rights. Under what authority, you unelected piece of shit? This has come to a head. It has to fucking stop, people. These sites, I mean, they won't be around much longer. I mean, they've got control over it now. And sooner or later, they're just going to flat ass remove it. But everything that's been said has been said. What needs to be done, I think everybody understands what needs to be done. These son of a bitches are coming at us as aggressors. If they want to come at us aggressively, we have to get aggressive back, or else just fold your ass and lay down and take that bullet in the head. This son of a bitch. Go ahead. Sorry.
Talk about these guys selling us out, you know, like all these prepper companies selling meals and water filters and all that. Keep in mind that Remington and Winchester killed more innocent people in World War II.
Yeah. Oh, at World War II, every goddamn war. The 30-30 Winchester, I mean, how many people did that kill? Now, the thing here is, you're right, the gun companies, too. You think about the billions they have made. Why did they make it? Because we were out here sounding the alarm, saying, get your ass armed. We're going to have to fight these bastards. They're coming to put us in chains.
They are the bastards.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly, man.
Mm-hmm. But
But with the prepper companies and all this shit I'm talking about, see, these guys have made fortunes off of this. But the thing is, they look over and they go, wow, that's where it's all coming from. Oh, but we can't associate with them people because they're against the Jews that run our financing. That's the truth.
Yeah.
That is the
truth. They're against the communists or whoever the hell else is lumped in with a fake Israelis, you know?
Yep, exactly correct. But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, I just, you know, that boiled my blood. You know, I mean, like Flea said, who in the hell was doing this before we stepped up? Nobody. Nobody was doing this because they were too goddamn scared to. You put an X on your back when you do shit like this. But there comes a point where you just got to say, you know what? I ain't going to take this shit no more from nobody. I ain't afraid. I'd rather be fucking dead than take your shit. How about that?
That's it.
The bottom line is to see.
Keep your chin up, brother. We all here.
You betcha, brother. You betcha. The thing is, it's already out there. It can't be stopped. And you can't kill an idea. And you know, they're playing this game with us right now, like a different set of facts. I love that one. I mean, trying to act like, there could be two sets of facts that contradict each other. I mean, taking away the very precept of reality of what a goddamn fact is. A fact stands on its own. A fact can't be contradicted by another fact, or it wouldn't be a fact. I mean, they are desperate at this point in the ballgame. What it is, people, you people listening, what it is.
It's like them politicians are listening to the trenches. You got another thing coming. I tune in every damn day, son.
Oh yeah, if politician in many countries we see the maps, but man, I lost my thought there. Where I was going with that? Oh, that's okay, man. It's gonna happen.
I think it had something to do with rat bastards.
That was like that joke you seen it up on the trenches yesterday about the little girl that would go with her grandpa every weekend. Did you see that one?
Yeah,
that's
fun.
Yeah. And she didn't have no fun with grandma because she didn't see no son of a bitch's bastards or.
Didn't see the first asshole, man.
No, it just wouldn't happen. My grandchildren, when they love it when I go off on something. They'll set their big old smiles on their faces. They enjoy it. But you know, I don't really like to get pissed off like that. I mean, this isn't rocket science, people. Oh, that's what I was going to say. We're here. Okay, the people, like, in the trenches, the people, I mean, that are enlightened and understand what's going on, it's us. It's, they got their think tanks out there, okay? And it's our minds against their minds, okay? And they are like with this thing they come up with, this alternate set of facts. I mean, just to spout that out of your mouth, this shows how desperate they are. Because the truth stands on its own. The truth doesn't need me. You can eliminate me, but you cannot eliminate the truth that's already been put out there.
It doesn't even need there.
That's right.
It doesn't need an explanation. It's already wrote on paper.
Exactly, man. It's like the Bill of Rights. That's what, you know, the wonder and the power of it. It is law that is written in absolute fact. It cannot be interpreted but one frickin' way. See, they come down and they try to say that we're going to call it procedural due process. Well, the cop's going to type it on his computer and he's going to get a computer-generated warrant. In the first place, you haven't even started down the road of procedural due process, and by God, you know it. You know, you didn't, you're not, you, huh?
That shit's illegal. You can't serve me a warrant without two affidavits attached to it.
And you better have somebody complaining about me. Not that you told me I can't. You wrote it down on a piece of paper, said I can't smoke marijuana, and I didn't do what you told me on a piece of paper. You have no damage. You have no physical damage, and you can't just make up shit that I can't do because you have no authority. Ninth article to that Bill of Rights and that procedural law says you can't. You just fucking can't. But you can try. And really, that's what they need to do. Jeff Sessions and this DuPont prick, they need to try it. Give it a go. See how it works out for you, because something needs to get this shit underway. I'm tired of living like this, personally.
My asshole would give their IT to search through my shit.
I'm sure they would. We went on a store the other day. Well, we, you know, got garbage bags, and the new garbage bags are clear. I said, well, hell, that ought to make it easier on them then. Going through my garbage. Oh, mercy sakes. But, I mean, this thing here with Sessions, I mean, this is just, they keep, you know, just pushing it. It's like this DACA thing. You know, they're trying to belittle it now. It was just like, you're either going to give us DACA or we're shutting this goddamn country down, okay? You're going to let them invaders come in.
That ass like a baby seal. Jeff Sessions ain't nothing but one of them damn transvestites running around in a politician suit.
Yep, he's a piece of shit. That's what he is. But the bottom line is, the thing you got to understand is when you get up to these guys like Jeff Sessions and these people that are deep in this system. When we first started attacking this shit down here in Nowheresville, I mean, you ought to seen the people come. They had to bring people in here. They couldn't even understand what the fuck we were talking about, let alone read our paperwork. But they had to bring people in from higher levels because it's all compartmentalized. They don't give them no more information than they need to fill their function of emptying people's pockets illegally. But the thing here is, these guys, I guarantee you, Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump, all these pricks, they understand exactly what they're doing. They understand, just like that with that surveillance thing, that FISA thing they just got through reauthorizing. They understand that they're violating the Bill of Rights, and Donald Trump stand up there, that hypocritical bastard, and say, oh, we're going to loot, the Constitution's going to be enforced. Oh, fuck you. How stupid do you think I am?
Can you believe this, Henry? They're picking on stoners. All right? We've got Hillary Clinton. We've got emails. We've got all kinds of nasty shit that this guy should be working on. But what he's doing, he's picking on stoner retard. It's like taking food from a retarded kid in a wheelchair.
Well, what it is, they run the drug trade. It is the drug cabal, is the government. And the bottom line is, people out here, you know, they've cut into their action. Now they want to come out here. These people have made money at this for 2 or 3 years. They've bought properties. They've got things that they can come and seize. That's why they did the seizure thing first. We're going to, you know, the asset set free, seizure. Now we're going to go in and start taking all that money that they, took out of our coffers, with our drug deals across the borders with their domestic product. We're going to go and take all them profits back. That's all this is about, people. And if they can fill their whack and hut prisons in the meantime, well, so much for that. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, it's Katie. Real quick before the break, I just wanted to say, you know, you mentioned Trump and Sessions. They know about our Bill of Rights, this and that. Well, it brought to mind an article that I saw a couple days ago, and it was some situation Trump was involved in the past. I think maybe a lawsuit. Well, anyway, you know, he used the term, I don't know if it was he, but I mean, it was a quote that he said about it was a force majeure situation. And I thought, well, my God, there he is. I mean, that's quoting, you know, the common law, you know, maxim type thing. So, yeah, he definitely knows.
Well, the common law maximum for the force majeure, that's when you take the guns out and start shooting them. The law has broken down. It's you're right back to Lexington and Concord, barrel to barrel. That being said, we're down at the bottom of the hour. We will be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
All got around. They gazed to the white wonder at the joy they had found. Head nurse spoke up,
to leave this one alone. She could tell right away that was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original E-Juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Turning first.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific time, and that was Kid Rock with Born Free. And at force majeure, you're right, Katie, that's what we're talking about here. Our law has been removed from us. Our right to protect our rights has been removed from us. It's force majeure. Whatever we have to do to secure ourselves and secure our freedom for our progeny, we are more than justified in doing it. None of us are living free, but we do have the opportunity to die free, killing our oppressors, and that's where we're at today. I mean, when you have shit like this coming out, we're all just going to go test the herd. The Jew's going to go test his herd because we want to say what's in the bodies of our animals. You try it, you motherfuckers, and see how it plays out for you. Onward. FDA declares all homeopathic drugs illegal, threatens remedies, remedies for millions of Americans. This is from Health Impact News. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. And here we go again. I mean, government of foreign bodies. See, we granted these sons of bitches, we granted through a contract a little bit of power for these bastards to take care of some business that we couldn't take care of as individuals, which is dealing with foreign countries where the water ebbs and flows, and having a common currency so that we could tap our resources and become wealthy and happy and peaceful in our country. And it has been distorted and turned completely upside down, especially by that illegal, fraudulent 14th Amendment, to where we're subjects of these sons of bitches, to the point to where they're, you can have this or you can have that. You know what? Fuck you. I'll put something in your body, son of a bitch. The policy comes in the form of a guidance document which lays out the FDA's current position on the regulation of homeopathy. You have no fucking authority. Ninth article says you have none. Never have had it. What you're doing right now is usurpation. You are an enemy combatant that is being perpetrating aggression upon the people of the United States, the nationals who own it. Wait, public servant, I mean, does anybody even cop to what those words mean? That means you're beneath me, not above me. You serve me. I do not serve you. You're my lackey. And as you have violated your contract, you're fucking fired. You're nothing. The audacity of these people. And the goddamn sheeple. I mean, though they are only 25% of the population, the pathetic sheeple that go along with this shit.
They violated their contract years ago.
Oh, buddy. It was null and void. It's been null and void for over 100 years, and that's a natural fact. When they put that Federal Reserve in here, when the Congress took the authority that we gave to them conditionally to them that only they would exercise it and handed it over to a foreign banking corporation, it was over then. When they confiscated the gold, they told us we couldn't own property anymore. It was over when they put that 14th Amendment down there with zero authority to do it. It was over when Abraham Springsteen declared martial law, which he could not do. He did not have the authority to do. Everybody should have just turned it once right there and went down there and just burned that place to the goddamn ground. All them politicians in it. Back then. Any homeopathic drug that has not been considered generally recognized as a safe and effective, screw you. I mean, it's come to the point as individuals, come and do it, son of a bitch. I'm going to do as I goddamn well please. I can do what my Bill of Rights says I can do whatever I want to do, so long as I'm not violating another's rights. And unless somebody can come with a common law cause against me for violating their rights, they have no authority over me. It is pure tyranny. Has to be, by definition of the language and by physics and math. It can be no other way. It is a fact. That is right. And one, I mean, they go through this stuff. I mean, I just basically wanted to bring this up to say, you know what, screw you on that one too. You don't tell us what, you don't, I mean, this government was never supposed to be in our private lives. Those Federalist Papers, I keep going back to that, but yeah, man, in there, they're arguing that we didn't need a Bill of Rights. Look, this is all you gave us. We can't never touch you with this. Hell, we're stuck over here in a 10-mile square. We can't even reach you. Well, I guess that was all a sham, wasn't it? Bitcoin abruptly shuts down, cryptocurrency collapses, BCC holders on suicide watch. And, you know, this is when we talked about, we had, you know, people come up and talk about the Bitcoin. You know, it always seemed like something really complicated to understand. The last time I talked about it, I was on the chat room on Spike's show, and somebody was talking about it. They said, so you're telling us not to? I said, dude, man, it's like this. It was made out of nothing. You make something out of nothing and build on that nothing keeps getting bigger, doesn't it? Or am I missing something? And then down the line, if any true wealth does enter into that realm, it's going to be sucked right into that vacuum of that nothing that it was created upon. I mean, I'm not a mathematician or a business major in college, but I can sure as hell see something as plain as that. Anyways, I wanted to say, yeah, I told you. Okay, now we had a couple of, go ahead.
And you thought fake news was bad.
You're no kidding, huh?
Now we have fake currency.
we've had fake currency for over 100 years now. I mean, since they, once 1933, when they took that gold, man, that's when nothing was real. I mean, do you think about a country? You got the richest country on planet Earth, and we're going to put up a system where we run it on debt. Growing up in school, you know, the little bit when they teach you about, you know, when you get in seventh, eighth grade and they start teaching you about, you know, writing in a checkbook and handling your affairs and what might have you. The whole idea is to get out of the red and into the black, right? And then you're actually gaining something. But, I mean, you think about when the country first started out, that son of a bitch, what was it, Hancock? Or no, was it the one that did the money? It's not coming to
Hamilton.
Hamilton. First thing we do. Yes, first thing we do, we want to make a bunch of loans, put the country in debt. We have every resource here. We've been running a country. We have manufacturing here. You know, we could build the tools to extract more of the resource, to build more tools, to build more wealth. But no, we had to go into debt. That's so that the internationals could come right back in and stick their tentacles in and start sucking off of us. And after the War of 1812, which theoretically, we won. We had to pay reparations to the goddamn British for their officers killed over. We had to pay their families for the rest of their lives and all this stuff, and gave the king a charter to come across the country and rape the resources. Boy, I think that somebody got something out of that, and it sure as hell wasn't the people. Now, this is a little con they've been playing with, this big tax break thing. Apple plans to create 20,000 jobs and build a new campus. This is from NPR. Apple announced in a statement on Wednesday that it plans to accelerate U.S. investment and create thousands of new jobs. For years, Apple Incorporated has been criticized for outsourcing manufacturing to China. Apple says it plans to bring back billions of dollars it has kept in tax havens overseas. And this is the scam. You see that money there, what they're doing, they were dodging taxes. You and I did that, they would lift up the prison and put us under it. They'd have to pipe us there. But, you know, one time they're going to pay $38 billion. That would have been about $40 billion. I mean, it would have been about $70 billion if they would have had to pay straight up what they owed in taxes, because it came from the resource of this country. They're based here. That's why they owed that tax. It was a tax owed. And the thing is, see, over these 10 years of the Obama bullshit of, you know, taking our manufacturing and taking it over to China, where they're manufacturing our raw resources into tangible wealth, and taking that wealth, they couldn't bring it back in here. They'd have to, the money's supposed to be taxed. And see, they got all the stockholders over here in the United States, the rich son of a bitches that have been cutting all of our throats for 240 years, and they want their dividends. You see, so part of this thing of this billionaires of putting their billionaire hair puppet in there was to get so that they could bring this money back in and put it in their bank accounts. And now they're going to get you. Whatever this comes down to, it's like, you know, you owed, it's like this. You owed, let's just say, $1,000 in taxes. And you said, well, man, you know, I'll pay you $300. They'd be like, would that cut it? Would it cut it with you? You would pay every frickin' cent of it. This, the reason these corporations are charged taxes, and it is, they are, the reason the whole tax thing came up that they could tax is because the resources belong to us all. And if these son of a bitches just get to come in and take our resources and manufacturing without taxation, they're taking from every goddamn one of us, aren't they? I didn't get, well, you know, the thing with the Bundy when I told you I was arguing on the micro effect yesterday in the chat room when Bundy was up. I put in there, I go, I have received no dividend checks for my grass out on them. That's my goddamn land. That belongs to me. That grass belongs to me. I don't want to hear that you and your buddies got together and said you're going to pay old Bob over here, you know, $10,000 a year for my grass. And old Bob gets my grass money. It's just like my tree money here where I live. You cut down the trees and you say that they belong to all of us. But you, I'm getting taxed. The guy who's cutting down the trees, now he's paying a tax on his mountain of wealth. And me, my tax money is 100% tax. Is that how that fucking works? When you have no authority to take one nickel from me, the only way anything can be taken from me is through that procedure outlined in that Bill of Rights. And you sure as hell ain't following it, writing it down on a piece of paper and saying I owe it. But go on to the Apple. So they were at $38 billion on its overseas cash holdings. No, they were dodging taxes. It would put you and me in prison. This used to be cut and dry. Remember, it wasn't hell, but about, what, 7-8 years ago, they were talking about over in Kazakhstan or something. They found out where they'd been, you know, had these bank accounts, and they were stashing money, and they were gonna get it, and then you never heard nothing else about it. And then all of a sudden, it's okay to have these overseas accounts and these secret bank accounts where you're taking American raw resources over to China, and you're manufacturing them and selling them, and then taking the money and putting it on this off-seas bank account so that you don't have to bring it back in here, so you have to pay for the goddamn resources you took. Is that how it works? That, like, force majeure. It is open season on the American nationals. Our resources, our hell, our houses, everything we own, our clothes on our back. I mean, if you can claim that I'm one of your goddamn animals, that you can take my blood and decide what's going to be in me, I guess you could also say that, well, everything, my clothes on my back belong to you too. There's only one thing that's standing in their way, and that's about 300 million guns and about a trillion rounds of ammunition in our hands. And man, these people who come up, like I had to throw somebody off there yesterday, come up with this shit. Oh, we ain't gonna never get us. They got technology. Fuck you. How stupid do you think I am? In fact, the fact that you're troll ass up there tells me that, man, the heat's on. It's coming. This DACA thing, I mean, it really fascinates me because, man, Trump, we talked about it when he was doing the election, sticking his toe in the water, you know. He'd go, ooh, wonder if I could get away. Ooh, son of a bitch, man. They got the rope and the pitchfork. That quite, no way. I'm not going to do that. He has somebody else say it. I didn't say that. And now he's getting caught up in that shit. He's painted himself in a corner with this freaking DACA. Because the second he does, you know, it has to happen. I mean, there's another article I have in here. Now it's millions. You see, it was 700,000. It was just, that was a solid number. 700,000. That's all of them. There's a 700,000. And then after the heat was turned up and this thing's starting to get ugly and they're going to have to move on it, it was 3.2 million. I heard seeing millions in something on that I read today. So what he's coming up against here is, man, I'll tell you what, this ain't going away, Trumpy. It ain't going to go away, buddy. Man, what happened to my screen? There it is. This ain't going away. Where were we here?
There will be no amnesty.
That's not going away. You are a lying son of a bitch. You are a swindler. You are a cheat. You are the lowest form of life to ever crawl across this goddamn planet. And you cannot back away from that lie. You said you were going to remove every one of them. We got those tapes, too. We can come up and play that for you, too. Every one of them. See, the bottom line here is there was never no intention now, was there? And now he's caught in a place where he's saying, you know, I actually heard him say it the other day. Just slip me something on DACA. You do it, you son of a bitch. And it proves everything. I mean, it's the only thing that hasn't been slammed flat shut right in your frickin' lying face up to date. Just go ahead and do it. And see, he's caught between a rock and a hard place because his international communist buddies and his rich international elitist buddies in this country that put him in office, they want the goddamn recolonization force. It's just like Apple here. Now, we did the thing on the 20,000 jobs, and right behind that, H-1B immigrants make up nearly three quarters of Silicon Valley tech workers. Oh, 20,000 1,000 more jobs for foreigners. They're playing us, people. They're playing us. They take and they get away with stealing $40 billion in taxes they didn't have to pay that would have put you and me in prison. But the $38 billion that the big corporations steal, they get caught stealing, say, $100 billion, and they got to pay a $2 billion fine. Same shit, only it's getting more and more aggressive and in your face day after day after day. $38 billion. No, you didn't give $38 billion. You stole $40 billion that you didn't pay taxes on. God damn it. What if you people, one of you people out there owed $40,000 in tax? Hell, the damn Congress and the Senate, all of them are, you got years and years of back taxes they don't have to pay. But if it's you and I who owed some $40,000 in taxes, that would be unacceptable. Garnish your wages. Sell your house right off and under you. But when it's Apple, that dirty son of a bitch, what the hell is his name? Zuckerberg or whatever. No, that's the Facebook guy. But the bottom line here is, you know, these son of a bitches have been outsourcing. The technology was developed in this country on our buck, in our universities. We built the goddamn internet and all the shit that goes with it right here in this country. And as soon as those son of a bitches could take it out, there's these international communists, and that's what Apple's made up of. And old Trumpy, he'll be swapping spit with them. Don't make no mistake about it. And the H-1B visas will continue to be more and more and more of them until the middle class in this country is completely gone, replaced with foreigners who don't even speak our language. The end goal is to manufacture our resources right here on our own soil with slave labor. And that's what they're shooting for. And that's what Apple's all about. And this big con job. I mean, the one-time tax of $38 billion on its overseas, that means they got away with, if they dropped it from 35 to 15, that means they got away with about $40 billion they didn't pay taxes. 40 fucking billion. Oh, but they're going to put $2 billion. Now, listen how they play this game. A couple of billion of that, and that's a lot of fucking money, is going to go to all this stuff that they're going to do in this country, but they still got $38 billion they didn't have to pay taxes on. That's your and my resources, okay? That's the annuity checks that should have been coming to us in the mail because no son of a bitch ever had the right to cash it out and put it in their pocket. It belongs to us. The only way it could be removed from us is through the procedures outlined in the Bill of Rights, through a common law proceeding. It's all theft. And I love the way they come around. Well, we stole $100 billion, but we're going to give you $2 billion back. How about that? It's a real good deal for you. And by the way, we borrowed that money in your great-great-grandchildren's names, so they're indentured servants just like you are, a part of the herd that we're going to tell them what they can put in their bodies. Hell, we won't let you put none of them herbal medicines in there that gets rid of your cancer, but we'll sure as hell, we'll force you to take a vaccine, you think? You really think you can do that? I sure want you to try. I really do. In my heart, I want you to try. It needs to happen. It should have happened already. It's a crying ass shame that it didn't happen already, people. The H-1B one. With the debate over immigration in the U.S. As fiery as ever, a new analysis suggests that Silicon Valley would be lost without foreign-born technology workers. This country belongs to me and my people. I say me and my people, throw you motherfuckers. First, just like when they wouldn't pay these overseas taxes, right? When they were holding that money over in them accounts. Hey, we seize everything Apple owns inside the United States. We put them in prison. You're bringing that goddamn, you're paying your taxes, you son of a bitch. That's our resources you're stealing, you prick. And you're going to pay it. Or we're taking everything you got. That's what would happen to you and me. And it was never supposed to be a tax on you, me. But for these corporations, these multi-billion dollar huge monsters that are taking our raw resources and cashing them out and putting the money in their pockets, that's why the tax was put there. So that they couldn't just take our fucking resources for themselves. To hell with everybody else that owns it. We have been robbed, plain and simple. Straight ass strong arm robbery. And that's how we got to start acting. We got to start acting like we're being robbed and treat these motherfuckers like the robbers they are. Anyway, sorry about the language today, guys. I'm trying to be cool. That being said, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. Until then, stay tuned for Hammering the New World Order with my brother Spike Timmons coming right up behind us here on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio. And man, just force majeure. That is the word from the trenches.